This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Anyway,
moving right,
we've got our next very wonderful guest in the studio.
Now, you know him.
Well, not well.
Oh, you don't?
We've never worked together, but we've I don't know how I know you.
Oh, through the circuit.
Yeah, through the
theatre. Everyone knows everyone, don't they?
Some foyer somewhere.
Yeah.
Air kissing each other. Hey, Stephen Kramer, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
No, our pleasure. You're down in Melbourne for a few reasons.
Yeah, so I'm down here at the moment doing Calamity Jane, mm-hmm. Which is on at the Comedy Theatre with the wonderful Virginia Gay, mm-hmm. And I've been playing that and singing and dancing and moving around the stage for that one for a while, and then at the end of this month I'm doing my cabaret show as part of Midsummer Festival.
Fabulous. Yes.
Brilliant. Before we get into that, give us your background. Who are you?
So I'm mostly a pianist and a musical director and that sort of thing in Sydney. I've done a lot of work at the Hayes Theatre, which you may have heard of in Sydney.
Yep.
And I kind of grew up, you know, doing that sort of stuff and studied classical composition at the Con.
So how did you get involved in musical theatre?
Well, it was just, I was always a big theatre nerd as a kid. I think I did the high school musical when I was in year 7 and then couldn't get enough and then found all the community theatre stuff and fell in love with all of that community, and then sort of once I finished uni kind of just found my way into doing sort of independent theatre, and you kind of just meet everyone who knows everyone and then suddenly you've got a career in the arts apparently.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, because you really are a part of that Hayes, you know, surge that's happened over the last few years, it's really changed the landscape up in Sydney for what theatre is, and, you know.
Well, there hasn't, like, up until that point, there wasn't really a dedicated music theatre venue for that sort of level of work. I mean, you had the Capitol and the big commercial sort of shows coming in, but there was no sort of place to play, a playground for new work and for people to really be creative in musicals. And now that that's there and established, it's a wonderful place for people to try out new material and do new things. And I'm actually doing this show at the Hayes in April as well.
There you go.
Yeah, if you're up in Sydney at all.
All right, so tell us, what's this show all about for Midsummer?
Well, it's called I Sing Songs, and I sing songs.
Right.
I mean, you'd want to. You call your show I Sing Songs.
If I didn't, it'd be a bit of a disappointment, wouldn't it? It's mostly original songs, actually. So I'm a writer and a composer, and it was kind of an opportunity for me. I mean, I've always played for other cabaret performers and always sat there and kind of gone, oh, well, I can do that. And it's a chance for me to kind of get out the front for once and sort of piano man, sit there and sing a few songs. It's original songs about my life and love and all of those sorts of wonderful things. And there's songs that are cut from like a musical that I've written and various projects that I've worked on throughout the years.
How does an audience react to hearing a brand new song?
Well, it doesn't happen that often, does it? Like,
no.
There's often, you know, new interpretations, but
well,
I think
because
especially
John, he's doing something in Midsummer, of course,
yes, old
rehash of all other people's songs.
Oh, my. I'd prefer the term reimagining, but we can go with rehash because we're talking about Stephen's. You just said Stephen's show's better than mine. I mean,
different style. It's kind of cool, especially for like comedy songs and stuff, is because no one knows what's coming, and you look at someone like a Tim Minchin or an Eddie Perfect and what they sort of produce as well. What's really exciting about going and seeing their shows is you don't know what to expect, and so getting an audience that is along for the ride with you the entire time is really exciting.
I must be so exciting for you. So where can you see yourself, you know, like you said, you've written a musical, have you?
Yeah, I wrote with my friend Alex Giles. It was a children's musical, actually.
Oh, okay.
Pulling Stitches, which is just a lot of fun, puppets and lots of wonderful things.
And that you put that on?
Well, we're looking at staging it as the life of a musical. It takes so long to create it and workshop it. And so we've done a few workshops and presentations and all that sort of stuff, and now sort of looking at what the next stage is for us there.
Right.
And is I Sing Songs, is this the first time you've done it, or have you done it before?
I did it as a one night only last year because, like all, you know, good artists, I had downtime where I wasn't employed. So I wrote myself a show.
Yeah.
And I just got such a wonderful response to it in Sydney, and it was really exciting and one of the first times in a long time that I've been able to kind of really get excited about a project where it's my own material and just about what I'm producing, and so decided then to sort of put it on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm down here. I'm up in Mackay in March, weirdly, and then in April I'm
You're on the circuit.
Yes.
And so you mentioned Tim Minchin and Eddie Perfect. Like, is that a style that you kind of, you know, relate to? Or, like, what can we expect to hear from
Yeah, absolutely. That sort of world and those sorts of comedy songs and commentary is definitely a part of it. But I think it's also, because I come from that music theatre background, it's got that sort of influence and world to it as well. The storytelling songs and there's, you know the love songs and all that sort of stuff. But it's also a really fun night in the theatre, and it can be a bit irreverent and all of that sort of thing. So I think the night is dynamic and varied and interesting, and you get a lot out of it because it's a bit of a journey.
and it's just you on stage with piano.
Yes, yeah, just me and a piano and some lights and...
Good on you.
Yeah.
And that wonderful space at 45 downstairs.
Yeah. I'm really excited to be there. And I'm sharing the stage with the wonderful Michael Griffiths and Amelia Ryan, who are doing their Olivia Newton-John and Peter Allen show.
That's right.
So it's going to be really exciting to be in that space with those people. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
And is there some kind of... we don't talk about prices on air, but is there some kind of deal if you see both shows on the same night?
Yeah, there's a double bill thing. So if you go to... Yeah, I think if you go through the websites, you'll be able to find that, so you can get yourself a double bill ticket and you can see both shows and have a drink between.
Okay, and when are you on?
So I'm on from the 23rd to the 27th of January, so it's like Wednesday to Sunday.
And what's it called again?
I Sing Songs.
And where is it?
At 45 Downstairs.
Brilliant. Lovely to meet you. And all the very best. In a couple of years' time, you're going to be a superstar.
We've been talking to Stephen Kramer about his new show, I Sing Songs, as part of Midsummer Festival.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.